Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Wherever you may be on this Friday night, we are so glad you've made it a point to join us as we continue to guide you through the fastest 2 hours in radio. And I am so ready for week two of the college football season. And our next guest, of course, is one of the great talents and personalities in our business, former NFL and college great Brian Jones of CBS Sports and our favorite Longhorn. How are you, Brian?
Big E, I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, it's nice and hot down here in Houston. And so week one of the college football season certainly featured, I would say, some compelling matchups. But we wanted to get your forecast on week two. That's why we've invited you to be with us tonight. Unfortunately, though, your Longhorns were dealt a severe blow with the loss of their quarterback. So what is your expectations now of the Longhorns after losing not only their quarterback, but their center in Dominic Espinosa?
Yeah, he lost the center, I pointed to that as being the bigger loss than the quarterback. You know, they've been without Ash for a while. They've become accustomed to that with all the injuries he sustained during his career. But losing your center and now losing a couple more offensive linemen because of some suspensions, it's going to be even more dire for that offensive line. I think they go down about 5 career starts. So they're facing adversity early in the season. On top of that, you're taking on a team that embarrassed you a season ago in BYU. Anytime you take on those grown men, it's going to be difficult. Now even more so with the losses on the offensive line, and you've got an unproven quarterback there as well. But they're going to have to just grow up real quick. You know, I love the way the defense was flying around a week ago versus North Texas. Yeah, you can point to the fact that it was North Texas. It wasn't stellar competition, but that energy and the fervor and in which they played with is what I wanted to see. So if they can bring that, exact some revenge from the defensive side on Taysom Hill, Jamal Williams, and BYU, there still may be a good chance of them winning the ball game, and which I had them winning prior to these latest dismissals. So it's going to be interesting to watch, but I think with this different attitude that this team has undertaken, well, they'll show up and they'll put forth a good effort.
College football analyst with CBS Sports, Brian Jones, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I know that you were giving high praise for the Texas defensively, but how functional is Texas offensively without Ash?
I think this Swoops kid, he came in with a lot of hype, and he's a big kid, 6'4", about 235, 240, has some athleticism, more athleticism than Ash did. Does he have the grasp of the offense? No, but he's going to have to grow up fast. He's going to be thrown in the fire. He took most of the reps during the spring when Ash was out, took a lot of reps during the fall practice leading up to the season. So now it's time to put that to test, and he doesn't have to do it all by himself. Don't put a ton of pressure on yourself. Just go out there and play your game, turn around, hand it off. You know, hopefully the offense can open some holes to allow the running game to take some pressure off the young man. But if you try to do too much, you're going to fail. So go out there, be loosey-goosey, and stay within the parameters of your game and the coaches. Sean Watson, offensive coordinator, he's got to identify what the young man does best and go to that all night long.
Always big expectations when you talk about Texas, but has Coach Strong, has he been handed a little bit of a built-in excuse and a free pass now to be able to buy some time with now so many players out?
Well, he is going to get some time. You know, this is going to be a 2-3-year project. I actually,
okay,
prior to all the dismissals, the previous dismissals, Big E, I had him winning 10 ball games. I still think this, with the attitude adjustment which they've undergone, the transformation in that mindset there, they're a good football team. There's talent there. It just needed to be developed. They needed a shake-up. They've gotten that shake-up, and they've gotten a wake-up. So this is a good team. He wants to win now. Everybody there wants to win now. We don't want it to be a 3-4-year project. And I think they still will show well. There's a lot of pride on that football team. They've gone through a lot this offseason. I mean, these guys have gone through a transformation like it's no one's business. And so I think that can go a long ways in helping them win right now. They're facing some early tests. There's no doubt about that. Some other guys are going to have to step up. But that's why you go through all that training in the offseason. That's why you put your team in difficult situations. And now they've been dealing with dismissals, you know, strong hit campus. So they're used to it. Now that the season's here, I understand you're missing some pieces you were counting on, but they have learned from the start how to deal with adversity by seeing some of their friends and teammates being kicked off this football team. So this is business as usual now. They've gotten a taste of it, more than a taste of it, so they should know how to proceed moving forward.
College football analyst from CBS Sports, Brian Jones, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter. We want to hear from you, at E Radio Sports. And so offensively, I mean, does it change much with Tyrone Swoops at quarterback?
Well, I think you're going to see a more fluid offense as far as rolling the young man out, getting him outside the pressure, and maybe even more quarterback runs. They wanted to minimize that, if not eliminate that type of package from David Ash, considering all the injuries he had been hampered by. But with this young guy, Swoops, coming in, very athletic, a big quarterback, I think you see more quarterback runs. I think he's going to have to do that, even if it's not a called play. He's going to have to buy some time with the inexperience on the offensive line. He may be under the rest a lot. So move him around in the pocket, mm-hmm. Get him comfortable early with some short throws, but don't limit him to that. Throw the ball down the field. Don't let BYU know that, hey, we don't have any confidence in this young man to stretch the field. You got to keep them on their toes as well, and you got talent at those other positions, at wide receiver, tight end. Utilize everyone, and that young man will get it in his head that, hey, I don't have to do this by myself. I've got enough talent here on this football team that we can do this together. So I expect to see a lot of movement, a lot of fluidity in the offense to make sure Swoops gets comfortable and you can utilize his athleticism.
Well, what I hear you saying, too, is that Tyrone just needs to come in. He just needs to come in and manage the game. He doesn't need to get all fancy.
Right. And I hate saying that, but when you're a young quarterback, and it's hard to say when you've seen these young quarterbacks, like a Kenny Hill at Texas A&M showed up and mm-hmm. showed out, other young quarterbacks throughout this early college football season. But when you've got a Swoops coming in, learning a totally new system, Kenny Hill had been there under Sumlin. This is his second year with him. Swoops, his first offseason with this new staff and Sean Watson and his offensive philosophy. So, he's going to have to come out and just take what they give him. But that being said, you still got to take some shots. You got to trust the young man to a certain extent and have him take some shots and keep the defense honest, or else they're going to pin their ears back and they're going to come after him. So, build some confidence early. Manage the game. Don't try to do too much. It's okay to punt. Ain't nothing wrong with punting the football.
Right.
We'll take a punt. If that defense could continue to fly around mm-hmm. like he did a week ago, even though this is going to be tougher competition, but they've got redemption on the mind considering what Taysom Hill and BYU did to them last year to the tune of 550 rushing yards, unheard of. So if they can continue to apply some pressure and be as aggressive as they were a week ago, it's okay to punt. So as long as they understand that, don't force the issue. You're going to get your chances. I think the defense can keep them in this ball game if they're not forced into a lot of sudden changes, which are turnovers.
Well, you've said it many times, Brian, that pride will be on the line. I know that you guys are still embarrassed about the results from last year against BYU. What do you see as the most immediate keys and the mindset going into that game on Saturday?
Well, you got to be careful with the revenge and the redemption. As someone who is failed when I had redemption and revenge on the mind and tried too hard. So you've got to temper that somewhat. That's your motivation, though. That's probably been their motivation all offseason long when they were going through those tough workouts, when they wanted to say, I can't do anymore, I want to tap out, or I need to tap out, I quit. Their motivation was the fact that they got embarrassed, like no Texas defense has ever in the history of that university.
Right.
And so now you've got a chance to do something about it, but you got to understand that you can't go out there trying too hard. Stay within yourself and go and read your keys and play football. That's going to be the key. Don't try to do too much. Just go out there. Yeah, you're going to have an extra gear because you're fired up about what transpired a season ago. But do it all in moderation. As coaches always say, play fast, but don't be in a hurry.
We are quickly running out of time. Brian Jones is with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And, of course, the marquee matchup this weekend, Michigan State at Oregon, a high-profile non-conference game. How do you see this one playing out?
I'm loving this matchup. In Oregon, they've adopted these blue-collar T-shirts that they've been wearing all off-season.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure they put some blue-collar work in as well. But you look at the record over the last 5 years versus teams similar to Michigan State. Power, running football teams, big physical football teams, like an Auburn, like an LSU, like a Stanford, who they've played more than those others. I think Michigan State gets the win on the road. I like what they've got coming back on offense. Connor Cook, Jeremy Langford. That offense took off a season ago when those guys took over at quarterback and running back. You got Lippitt, the big, tall wide receiver. He looks like Plaxico Burress back during his Michigan State days. Defensively, yeah, they lost a lot of pieces. Still have Shalique Calhoun at one end. So I like Sparty getting a big win on the road.
Wow. Okay. Always strong and steady. That is Brian Jones from CBS Sports. Does an outstanding job. One of the great ones in the business. Thank you, Brian, so much for stopping by.
Big E, you got it. Anytime.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at Yahoo Sports Radio. You stay close.